Hello, beautifuls, and thank you for tuning in to the LaRusha King Show, your self-love place on Living Out Loud Network. I am excited to be with you. Yes, I am. As always, I have my tea. I hope that you have your tea, your coffee, or your favorite beverage as we sit back and chat. Well, listening audience, today in the co-host chair, we have another phenomenal, and I do mean phenomenal co-host. I know that you say, oh, well, you say that every week, that you have a phenomenal co-host. And yes, I do. I really do. I have RJ Jackson. Yes, she's known as the Courage Giver in the virtual green room. And she is preparing to come and share with us. I'm telling you, she's ready. She's excited. She's prayed up. And she is prepared to share, to encourage, to motivate and inspire those that need it. I'm telling you, her life, oh, it's just been one beautiful transformation after another, and God has done great things in her life. And I tell you, oh God, you know, I'm excited. I'm just excited. So I ask you, beautifuls, share the show with your Facebook family and friends, your Instagram buddy, your Twitter, your tweets, and let them know what's going down today on the LaRusha King Show. Well, beautifuls, I have a question for you. Do you have a self-love and self-care routine? As people, we often tend to neglect our own needs. It's important for us to recognize and realize that, yes, it's okay to take a break. And, yes, it is okay to give yourself a timeout. But there's more to it than just taking a break every now and then. Self-love and self-care is being good to your overall health and well-being. And that's what we do and what we talk about here on the LaRusha King Show. Well, before I bring RJ in, I just want to give you a little bit of her bio and for her whole bio. You can read it on our website. There's some words that I see that are just Oh, RJ Jackson, the Courage Giver, forgiven, redeemed, and surrendered are three words that best describe RJ Jackson. She has committed her ordinary life to do extraordinary things for the kingdom with those around her in an authentic and personal way. She is dedicated to forming international relationships founded on the love of God and leading others as He leads her wherever that may be. God has blessed her with a servant's heart. And in humble submission, she tries to live out His will in every aspect of her life. Besides being a daddy's girl, RJ Jackson is a mother and grandmother. Oh, that's beautiful. Who enjoys encouraging people to live life on purpose. She is a Christian international leader who has traveled the world for over 20 years, inspiring others to fulfill the plan God has for their lives. As an ordained minister of the gospel and as a speaker, RJ rises up to the call, knowing that she has done nothing to deserve it, but that God has blessed her anyway. With joy and devotion, she seeks to fulfill the role she knows she has, that God has created for her, offering hope and opportunity to others by sharing the gospel. I tell you, listening audience, I am so excited to have her here today. She's a beautiful woman. She is an encourager. She is an inspirer. She's a woman of God. And I can't wait for you to get to know more about RJ. So I'm not going to prolong our time together, but bring her in. Hello, RJ, and thank you for being on the LaRusha King Show.
Hola, konnichiwa, hey now, hey everybody. Listen, I'm the one who's honored, so let me say thank you for allowing me to be here today to remind somebody that they are not their circumstances.
I love it, you came in. Hola, konnichiwa. Let me tell you. I love it. I'm telling you, I was over in Hawaii, I think it was last year, and I was like, just being there, it was so beautiful. And I was like, you know, talking, and everybody was looking at me like, what are you talking about? And I was, it was just to be able to speak the language, to understand what they were saying. And so when you came on and you gave it to us in every language, I said, yes. I love you already. I love you already.
Because, listen, it's like they say in Thailand. When you go shopping in Thailand, they have this saying. It's same, same, but different. So you go to buy, like, a Coach purse, and it's not real, yeah. Right? But they tell you, look, hey, buy it. Same, same.
Yes, same thing.
And that's us as women. Same, same, but we're different. So we have a language that's universal, but we also have a different language that we need to learn of each other so we can share, encourage, inspire, get underneath each other, and lift each other up. So, yeah. Hola. Konnichiwa.
Hola. Yes. I love that. I'm telling you. Listening audience, telling you, just prepare, get your notepad, get your pen, get your tablet, take notes. I'm telling you, because you are going to get your life today with RJ Jackson, the courage giver, who is live on the LaRusha Kay Show. Well, RJ, well, how I open the show always is that I always get these five phenomenal questions. You know, I was out one day with a group of friends, and we went to the movies, and it was a show out called Top Five. It was a movie out, rather. And Chris Rock, he starred in it, and he wrote it. I think he directed it as well, but he was in there in a room with different comedians, and he began to ask them, who are your favorite top five rappers? Now, let me say, I'm not going to ask you who are your favorite top five rappers because I don't want no East Coast, West Coast beef type thing going on between us. You know, you might say Eazy-E, and I might say, you know, somebody else, Nas, and then we'd be beefing. So I'm not going to do that. I'm going to ask you questions that are specifically towards you so our listening audience could get a chance to know you a little bit better. Are you willing to play along with me?
Absolutely. Let's go for it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Well, RJ, question number one is, what is your favorite food?
I'm a yam girl all the way. I love me some yams and sweet potatoes. Girl, I eat them like popsicles. Okay.
Oh, God, I love a good yam, too. Love a good yam. Just the right taste, right texture. I love a good yam. Do you like to bake yours, or how do you like to prepare your yam?
I like to bake and roast them, and I love, believe it or not, there's a purple yam that I just absolutely, L-O-V-E, love it. Like, you're looking better than good.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yes, you are my people. You are my people. Okay. Well, question number two. If life was a rest stop, where would you lay your head? If life was a rest stop.
Life for me is about giving. And so I would lay my head in a place called Haiti where I could give my life away to people who need hope and possibility. And I know those people, everywhere, but I would just lay my head for a moment in Haiti, and then I'd get up and serve.
Love it. To serve. Love, 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 love it. Okay, question number three. What is your favorite book or TV show?
All right, so I got to keep it real. I was just having a conversation with my neighbor today who's 86, and he asked me the same thing about what's my favorite show. And I had to say, well, Bill, I haven't had a television in 20 years, so let's go with favorite book, because I love to read. I love to read. Now, I actually have several favorite books, but my all-time favorite is called Left to Tell. And it's a story about the genocide in Rwanda. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Yes. I read that book in 13 hours. I could not, even when I wanted to, could not put it down. It is like my all-time favorite book, Left to Tell.
Okay. RJ just, gave us a bombshell. For those that love to read, there's a book right there that is a must read. That's a must read. You know, and I love a good book, so I have to add that to my library. I'm telling you. Okay. All right. Well, question number four. How does RJ unwind?
Well, I got this little button in my back. And, it doesn't work because it only goes in one direction and it winds up and not down. Mm. And so I have this button in my heart that tells me in order to take care of other people, I got to take care of myself.
Oh,
and so winding down is vital. So I have several ways that I like to wind down. I love to wind down to a good book, some nice jazz music, just lay in my room, in my bed, and just relax. I love going places like the Thought Oasis. And prior to my accident, I was a bowler, runner, so I did things like that to take care of myself. So, yeah, now it's like, let me get a good book and chill.
Love it.
Let's go
love
to the beach.
It.
Ooh, especially
California.
Like every day, any beautiful day, right?
Exactly. Morning, noon, or night. It doesn't matter if you're on the holiday season. I was just sharing that with somebody. I said, even Christmas time, we could still walk around in our summer clothes. It's still beautiful around the holiday season. And I'm telling you, now you're making me want to go to the beach. You're making me want to go. I'm telling you, after this show, I'm out of here. We can't because we're in California. Sorry, listening audience, not to make you jealous, but it is really beautiful out here. And so your last question is, if you could paint your life in color, just on the canvas of life, you could pick a color, what color most represents RJ?
Well, if anybody know anything about me and they see anything I put out, they know that my base color is black, and I got to throw a little red and a sparkle of white in there. But I'm going to say if it's one color, I'm going to go with black, because from black you can create any other color you want to create.
Mm.
And so when you have a base and a foundation that you can build on, that's powerful. Because no need to have a window if you don't have a floor. Mm. I'm just saying.
It's true. It's true.
Let's just go with the color black, because from there we can go anywhere.
You can paint. I mean, you take whatever color and you can take it from black. I'm telling you, that is a great one. That is a great one. And I've seen it. If you are not on Facebook, if you're not following her on Facebook and Instagram, because that's where I know her from, you are missing a treat. You need to follow her on Facebook and Instagram, and you will see exactly what we are talking about. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. Well, I thank you, RJ, for playing along with me, and for allowing the listening audience to get to know you a little bit better.
Oh, that was fun. I love fun. So thank you. I love that.
Thank you. Well, we'll jump right into the interview questions. Well, let's start off with, who is RJ? I know that you have your own show, that you're an author, you're an international speaker, you have traveled, oh God, all over the world. But who is RJ Jackson, the courage giver?
That's a great question. Do you know I ask myself that same question every single day? I get up like, girl, I look in the mirror, girl. who is that? Like my grandson say, who that lady, sweetie? Who that lady?
Yes.
So thank you for asking me, who is RJ? You know, underneath all of those titles, which at the end of the day are subject to change, I'm a woman with passion for God and his people. I am the daughter of the day. That's what Thessalonians tell me. And I just believe that
yes.
myself. I'm an apple of my daddy's eye. And knowing who I am has nothing to do with what I do. It has everything to do with my genes. And girl, I got some good genes. I'm
yes.
the daughter of the king.
Yes.
That's who I am. You know, so that's Ooh. How I represent. I'm a daddy's girl all the way. Not only my heavenly father, but my daddy who loved me all of his life, who brought me into this world. I'm his girl.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I do. That's my son.
Love it. Love it. You know, cause I tend to ask that question, you know, a lot, and people will give me answers, and sometimes they just give me the titles. I'm this, 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 and this. You know, their titles, and I'm like, that's not who you are. That's your title. So when you gave me the nuts and bolts of it, down to, you know, being the daughter of your heavenly father and just how good he is to you and being a servant at heart, all of those things that you are, thank you for saying that, because when we strip away the titles, who are we?
Who
are
we?
Who are we? Yeah.
Listen, even the heavyweight champions had their title taken away, and at the end of
yes.
the day, they're people.
Yes.
I'm gotta start fighting all over again. So titles don't mean nothing. I can make up a title today and tell you this is me and change it tomorrow. But who I am is authentic. It's who I am from the core, from the center of my very being. And that's who I was born, created, gifted, and saved to be. That's the real me. And let me tell you, it's the real deal, baby girl. It's the real deal. I ain't got time to be nobody else. It's just hard enough being me. I'm telling you.
I love it. You know, once we pull off the mask and the facades, you know, because a lot of times people walk around, as we, even in the Bible, we see it. The first thing Adam and Eve did was put on fig leaves to cover up. And for some reason, we feel the need to cover up, but take it off so people can really see who you are, so you can really see who you are and live in that truth. So I thank you for being your true, authentic self and giving people an opportunity to be that with you. So I appreciate that as well. Well, I'm gonna ask you question number two. You know, you're an international speaker, of course, a four-time best-selling author. Wow, look at you, a coach, mentor, and podcaster. Which role do you want to be remembered by the most?
Oh, I love that. That's a deep, rich question. Which role do I want to be remembered by the most? The role I want to be remembered by the most is not on your list. It is in the midst of your list. It's the underline of your list, and that is the servant.
Love it.
The servant-hearted sister. That's the one, because that's the one that allows me to write the story that gives God the glory, that gets the honor of 4-time best-selling author. That's the one that allows me to get on the airwaves and help you share your story and help other people realize they are not their circumstances. If it weren't for the role of being servant-hearted and being a leader, getting underneath people, the rest of that stuff don't mean nothing. And until you don't understand the word nothing, let me help you. Nada.
Yes.
Servant-hearted.
Servant-hearted. Oh, what a beautiful way to be remembered. I think sometimes we, you know, when we look at people's legacy, we always talk about books and all these different things that they've done. But at the nuts and bolts of who they are, at the core of who they are, what is their legacy? And yours really speak for itself, that you are a servant at heart and you love God's people. You just love people and you love to see the best in people. So I just, you know, when I meet people like that, I just want to say thank you again, because that is showing forth the love of God for real, for real.
Well, let me just keep it real for a minute. Mm-hmm. It's a fight to live that. It's not easy. Because, listen, there's a role, there's a part of me that, you know, when we talk about fighting, I know how to put them up. I know how to say, I will cut you. I got that role, but that's not the role I desire to play. And when I talk about having you remember me for a role, it's not about what I say. It's about what I do. And especially when I don't know you're watching me. That's the role Sister Girls talk about right there. You know, what's IJ doing when the spotlight isn't on her? Is she still IJ? That's the role I want you to remember me by.
Yes.
And again, not an easy role, but it's one that comes from the heart.
Well, thank you. Because, you know, that when you are a lover of people, and I know that we go through hard times and difficulties, and we don't always feel our best, but, you know, it's something about having that love of God on the inside of us, but also knowing what we're here to do and advancing the kingdom of God, and we're here to love people. And from the moment that I've met you, I can honestly say, listening audience, that I have felt loved from the moment I've met her till now. She has not changed. So I just wanted to say again, thank you so much for being who you say you are in a time when sometimes you have to decipher. So I appreciate your honesty and your transparency.
You're so welcome. Thank you for seeing him and me.
You're welcome. Well, I had an opportunity to see something, and I want to say I'm sorry. You lost your father, recently lost him. And from what I can see in your post, you were a daddy's girl, and, you know, I have lost people too, and I tell you, sometimes you learn from that situation. So I want to ask you a question. Tell me something that you learned from your dad that has impacted your life.
Ooh, that's a deep question, because everything I learned from my daddy and my mama.
Yeah.
I always say that when people really ask me, like, who's IJ? I say, you know what? William and Rhoda Jackson, God created me. William and Rhoda Jackson conceived me. Sister Myers saw potential in me, and all I want you to do is see Jesus in me. And I say that because I want people to know that my foundation is from William and Rhoda Jackson, the best parents, and I know you probably had them too, the best parents anybody could ever ask for. I actually, on a side note, watched my mother die of a massive heart attack after never seeing her sick outside of a cold. Mm. And my dad, I was very blessed to walk alongside of him with my sisters while he was on hospice. So I say to people, I didn't just watch my parents die or dying. I watched them live. And in that, I watched them give their life away. And that's the most valuable legacy they left for me and my family. They love God, and they love their family, and they loved people, literally. I mean, to the point where if my mom was watching the news, she would see somebody's house just caught on fire. Her and my dad would get furniture. My mom would be the one executing everything, but my dad would be the deliverer. And he would be the one to take the furniture and deliver it. And I got to see that growing up over and over and over again. Not a one-time, oh, that's so sad occasion. No, that was our life, giving our life away. Both my parents became foster parents. I can't even tell you how many children came through our home that we got to call brother and sister as a result of their love for people. So what my dad and my mom taught me was to love God and to love people, even if they're different. That's the key right there, because we're all different. Same, same, but different. Oh, wait.
Beautiful.
And he also taught me how to bow.
Yes.
I was born with a bingo dapper in one hand and a bowling ball in the other. My mother was a bingo person. My dad was a bowler. I went with door number two. And girl, bowling, listen, you want to play with me? You're going to have to fill out an application.
I love it. I love it. I love it. You know, hey, you better go. Look, for those that want to learn how to bowl or know or think they can bowl, this is the person to get with RJ Jackson. I'm telling you, she's phenomenal. She too. Got the bigger card wedding in it, a bowling ball in the other. I love it. I love it. You know, a little birdie told me, I understand. Because I was told, so I'm really excited about this, that on June 24th, I'm so sorry, in Buffalo, New York, and in July 9th in Moreno Valley, they celebrate RJ Day. Okay, RJ Jackson Day, July 24th in Buffalo, New York, and July 9th in Moreno Valley. For the listening audience that didn't hear that, I got to say that again because I'm so proud of my sister. June 24th in Buffalo, New York, and July 9th in Moreno Valley, they celebrate RJ Jackson Day. Wow. Okay. A day named after you. A day named after you. You know, because we're so used to presidents and everybody else getting a day and everything. So I wanted to know, what is RJ Jackson Day significant for?
Okay, so that's a twofold answer, and thank you for asking. I am humble by those 2 days. And Buffalo, New York, June 24th is RJ Jackson Day as a result of what my parents taught me by example, to give my life away. And after moving out to California, I went back to Buffalo, New York to give my life away, to serve. And they honored me for that. In Moreno Valley on July 9th, they honor our children's radio program, Learning is Fun, that I hosted, and at the time, my 12-year-old son was my co-host and engineer. That show was designed and engineered for children, number one, who were latchkey children so that they had a safe voice to listen to while they were home alone, and number two, for children who missed it and didn't slip through the cracks. They weren't even looked at because maybe their grades weren't the best. Maybe they got in trouble in school, but they still needed to know that somebody believed in them and cared for them. And that's what we did on Learning is Fun. The other reason for those 2 days is because God needed to remind me that there are 365 days in the year, and 2 days don't mean jack when you got 363 more, because people are dying and they need to be touched with hope and possibility. So those 2 days are a reminder to me, girl, you ain't doing nothing. Get that work.
You know what? I'm listening to you, and you said June 24th and July 9th are days to remind you that you haven't done nothing to get to work. You know, some people, they would be like, they would really be basking in that day and all their accomplishments, reveling in all of their the things that they have done. But that is a day to remind you that you still need work to do.
Yeah, girl, listen. Janet said it. I think it was Janet. What have you done for me lately? And God,
yes.
Girl, that don't mean nothing. That's done. Over with. I got it. It's a new day. It's a new season. And people are dying to live. Now what?
Thank you so much. Get to work. Listen, audience, get to work. Get to work. She has days that are named after her, and she's still saying that, you know, I still have work to do. This, you know, like you said, 365 days, only two of them. You know, there's so much more work to do. So I'm excited, and I thank you for reminding us that even on those days, there's still more work to do, and we have to keep on working. Now, I said it before, I understand that you are known as the Comeback Queen. A lot of my listening audience may not know a lot about you. So I would like for you to explain to them why you're named the Comeback Queen.
Remember those punching bags that you used to hit and they go all the way down to the ground and, like, instantly pop back up?
Yes.
I have some of those stories. Where the enemy knocked the life out of me. And literally, God said, not so and not now. Get back up. And I remember, this is a quick story. I remember one day we were on our way to Israel. And the day before, I was working at the church, actually, and we had a guest speaker, and he needed something, and I was, like, in a hurry. So I'm like, okay, let me hurry up. And I started running to go and get what he needed so I could hurry up and get out of there. I still had some packing to do. And so as I'm running, I tripped over my own foot. And literally, if I could paint the picture for you, in slow motion, because I'm trying to catch myself, I'm saying, I will not fall. I will not fall. And as I'm falling, I could hear someone saying, Manny, get RJ, because they saw me going down for the count. But before Manny could get there, I had hit the ground. Wait for it. And got back up. I jumped up so fast. I didn't even realize I hit the ground. But let me tell you the truth. I hit that ground hard, girl.
Yeah.
Hard. And that's how life is for so many of us. We hit that ground hard. Even after telling ourselves, I'm going to make it. It's going to be okay. We still hit the ground. But what happened is, we lay there, and we immediately start nursing our pain, and then that becomes our story. Oh, woe is me, woe is me. But, girl, I jumped up so fast before Manny could even get to me. I was like, I'm good. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I said, you hit that ground hard. I'm good, dude. And I kept on walking, only this time instead of running, I was hopping. But I kept on going. So I want to say to somebody who's listening right now, you may be hopping, but you just keep on going. You look at this. You got up. You got up, girl.
you just keep on going. And so I kept on going. I went and got what I needed, took it back to the guest speaker, went home. That night I was in so much pain. I said, but I got packing to do. I'm not even going to go to sleep, because if I go to sleep, I'm not going to get up. I can't move. So I did not go to sleep. I did not lay down. I promise you, I had to lay on the bed with my pile of clothes next to me, pulling them to the side, trying to put them in the suitcase. But I'm the comeback queen. I came back from the fall. I was in pain.
Yes.
I was in pain. And you might be in pain right now, sister. Listen, beautiful. It hurt. Him leaving you? Girl, I know that hurt. Your bank account? No money? And you still got to pay the mortgage? I know it hurts. I know it hurts. But let me remind you of something. You are not your circumstances. You are the daughter of the day. You are the head and not the tail. You are who God created you to be. And this right here, what you're going through, is not going to last forever. Get back up, comeback queen. That's not a title for me. That's a title for us to remind ourselves we don't have to live where we're dying, and we don't have to die where we're living. Get up.
Yes.
Keep going. And let us help you. Let us help you.
Powerful, I tell you. Listening audience, I pray that you heard what RJ just said, because I was listening. I was thinking, you know, you said about the thing you hit and bounced back up, Bozo, and your story of how you fell, but you jumped right back up. You didn't stay there. And I was going to ask you, if you would like to leave words with the listening audience to remind them of their greatness and to teach them how to flex their courage muscle and continue to fight. I was going to ask you, but you've done that. Is there anything else you would like to share with them on how to flex their courage muscle and fight?
I just want to remind us, as women, we cannot do it alone. We need each other to survive. Yes, you're going to get up, but you need somebody to hold you up. You need somebody in the meantime. You need somebody to help you get to your place of finally, my sister. Finally.
Yes.
You can't do this alone. So reach out and touch. My cousin used to call me that growing up. Hey, reach out and touch somebody's hand. And it's prophetic how literally, that's what I get to do. So I want to encourage my sisters to reach out and touch and let somebody, even if it's not me, God has people all around you to help you. Stop turning away help. Especially from your sisters.
Yes. Thank you for saying that, because we always, you know, and I've done it and I've seen it done. Where we're like, no, I don't want help from her, or no, I don't want help from that person, or no, I don't want to be bothered. And that is the trick of the devil. And we are a community. We're supposed to help each other. We're supposed to be there for each other and support one another. You know, they said best each one teach one. And we're supposed to be village-minded or community-minded. And I just thank you for reminding us of that, to reach out, that there's someone there for you, to support you, to help you. Now, for those that say, you know what, RJ, I hurt you today. I love you. I want to know more about you. I want to know how, because you do have your own podcast. She is an international speaker. She does have books. I'm telling you, she's phenomenal. So for those that would like to contact you, how can they reach you?
Well, if they think they would love to connect with me, let me tell them I would absolutely love to connect with them, too. And they can reach me and find me anywhere on social media or online at The Courage Giver, LinkedIn, The Courage Giver, Facebook, The Courage Giver, Instagram, The Courage Giver, YouTube, The Courage Giver, and my website, thecouragegiver.com. That's thecouragegiver.com. com.
Now, listening audience, well, you heard it. She's everywhere. Under the Courage Giver, I'm telling you, if you want to listen to her podcast or you would like to bring her in as a speaker or a facilitator or a workshop, whatever, I'm to contact her. Because what you heard on the show today is just a little bit of the fabulosity that it is R.J. Jackson is. And I'm telling you, she is truly a phenomenal woman. And I am so excited to have had her on today to share with us about how that we are supposed to come back and how we are to rebound after life adversities. Because sometimes, like she said before, we just stay there. And she taught us how to find courage after a loss. She taught us how to give up. She taught us how to move forward. She shared with us her story. And so today, again, contact her if you would like to have her to speak at one of your events or just to learn more about her. I want to say thank you, R.J. Jackson, thank you so much for being on the show today. I tell you, I got a cup of love. I got a hug. I got words of encouragement. I took notes. And I just want to say thank you again for being on the show. You have blessed my soul today.
Absolutely my pleasure. Thank you for allowing me to grace your audience and to be a part of your journey. I'm so blessed. Thank you, sister.
You are welcome. You're welcome. Well, listening audience, this is the time I hate. You know what that is. It's the time that I have to let you go. And I don't want to, because I would love to continue to have this conversation with R.J. Jackson. I'm telling you, it's like that Campbell's soup. It was good. I was like, oh, God, this was really, really good. So, listening audience, I have to go. But you have been listening to the LaRusha King Show, your self-love place on Living Out Loud Network. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Don't forget to accept yourself, love yourself, and be yourself. You are the designer's original, and there is no one like you. Until next time, continue to have a great day.